Hello and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the world's top events of our times. I'm Wenji. In this edition, we take a look at the completion of a major investment deal between China and the European Union after 7 years of tough negotiations. The announcement was made during a meeting between President Xi Jinping and European leaders via video link. Chinese officials say China and the EU will strive to facilitate the early signing of the deal. Li Yongjie is from the Department of Treaty and Law of the Chinese Commerce Ministry.
Both sides have come up with high-level and mutually beneficial market access commitments, and all of the rules contained in the agreements are two-way applicable to both sides. Second, both China and the EU have retained the necessary regulatory powers while making commitments to opening up. Third, both sides agreed to promote bilateral investment and also emphasize that investment should be conducive to sustainable development.
The agreement will take effect after both sides complete their respective internal approval procedures. The next step will see the two sides carry out text review, translation, and other technical work. China is now the EU's biggest trade partner, while the EU is China's second largest partner. Negotiations on the deal first began in 2013, with 35 rounds of talks since then. Now the treaty offers new opportunities for both sides in areas like renewable energy and healthcare, and holds the first promise of a closer partnership. Tony Waterman has more from Brussels.
This is first and foremost a deal that opens new investment opportunities for both China and the EU. On the European side, it opens the Chinese market and its 1.4 billion consumers to foreign investment in unprecedented ways. So EU companies will be granted greater access to rapidly expanding and highly lucrative Chinese industries like manufacturing, healthcare, financial services, and cloud computing, among others. So for example, in the air transport space, EU firms are expected to be able to compete for ground handling contracts, selling and marketing computer reservation systems. They're also going to be able to invest in select private hospitals, things that have been limited or outright denied in the past. The deal also tackles state subsidies and forced technology transfers. Now, in return, China gains limited access into Europe's manufacturing and renewable energy market, as the continent is throwing tens of billions of dollars towards a green transition. This access, though, is on a reciprocal basis, meaning the more China opens to the EU, the more the EU will open to China. But besides these tangible benefits, there are also softer benefits. This deal will further intertwine the Chinese and European economies, build partnerships and trust. China's President Xi Jinping said the deal would reinforce the international economic recovery following the coronavirus pandemic and boost confidence in globalization and free trade. This was a sentiment echoed in a tweet by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who said tomorrow's post-COVID world needs a strong EU-China relationship to build forward better, adding that it requires reciprocity and trust. According to EU briefings on the agreement, it contains provisions on sustainable development, climate, the environment, and labor standards. And the EU says that Beijing has committed to making continued and sustained efforts to ratify certain International Labor Organization conventions. One thing not included, according to EU officials, is an investment protection clause to safeguard company assets abroad. Both sides hope to continue negotiations so that one can be in place within 2 years of the signing of the deal. Wednesday's agreement was just in principle, so the next step will be to approve and ratify this deal, which could be operational as early as 2022.
The deal is welcome news for many industries in Europe. It has major implications for how they will do business with China now and in the future. Alicia Garcia Herrero is a senior fellow at European think tank Bruegel.
At the beginning, it was an obvious thing to do. Why? Because we had 25 bilateral investment agreements. Since the Lisbon Treaty, the European Commission became responsible for investment, as it is for trade, for much longer. So it became only natural to get all of these 25 bilateral agreements into a single EU-level investment agreement with China. Europe needs an anchor with China to keep its economic sovereignty. Because Biden is going to knock at the door the minute he's there. You see, so I find it interesting that Europe has an agreement with China so that it can also anchor its, you know, middle ground. But it has to be a good agreement. Because if not, it will boomerang.
For more on the China-EU investment deal, Rochelle Acuffo talked with Kevin Matthews, assistant professor of European history at George Mason University.
So give us an idea, which sectors on the EU side will likely benefit the most from this investment deal and which sectors on the Chinese side?
Well, on the EU side, the big winners are going to be the automotive sector, banking, and other technologies like that. They get greater access and they can invest directly into the Chinese market without going through joint partnerships. They also are guaranteed that they will no longer have to share technology. On the Chinese side, the main winner is going to be the Chinese investors in Europe already. This secures their business relationships, and it also gives them access to the European energy market. But even more than that, this agreement is really a huge diplomatic win for Beijing because it builds on an agreement that they came to just a month ago with 15 Asian nations, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which replaced the American-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, that was negotiated by the Obama administration and was ditched as soon as Donald Trump came into office. So this puts China in a much more commanding position generally.
So then politically, who on the EU side pushed hardest for this deal? And what does it say that all 27 EU leaders have agreed to this in principle?
The driving force behind this agreement was German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She has been pushing for greater EU relationship with China for a number of years, and she leaves the premiership next year. So she wants this to be her crowning achievement. I think she persuaded the other 27 that they have to establish their own independent existence. They cannot depend on the United States any longer. And so they're stepping out from the American umbrella in many ways, and that won over the other 26 leaders.
Now, we know that this deal has been about 7 years in the making. So you mentioned the U.S. How much did the phase one deal between China and the U.S. give impetus for this deal versus, say, other factors?
Well, according to the EU, it's just a leveling up agreement, as they would put it, because when Mr. Trump ended his trade war, began to end his trade war with China last December, among other things, he was guaranteed greater access to the Chinese market for American businesses. So from the EU's perspective, this is nothing more than gaining a level playing ground with the Americans.
So then how do you expect U.S. officials and businesses to react to this agreement?
Well, they're not happy at all. This shows the complete bankruptcy of Mr. Trump's America First policy. The Europeans seem to have decided that they can no longer rely on the Americans as a dependable partner. And so they have to look out for their own interests. It's interesting that they agreed to come to this deal with the Chinese even before Joe Biden becomes president next month. Mr. Biden can't do much about it right now. We only have one president at a time in this country. But he's already making it very clear that he's not happy with what the Europeans have done. But this is really a problem with American domestic politics, too. Americans don't seem to realize that there are now three main trading blocks in the world. There's the United States, there's the EU, and there's China. And Americans seem to be more interested in fighting endless battles over everything from abortion to Civil War monuments than looking to the future and realizing that if they don't get their act together, to use a cliche, they're going to be increasingly left behind.
That was Kevin Matthews, assistant professor of European history at George Mason University, talking about the political significance of the completion of the China-EU investment agreement. With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and the how for a stronger understanding of all the top events that occur in China and around the world. Subscribe to the Top Story podcast to gain a competitive advantage in preparing yourself for the news events that are shaping our lives and our future. For more top stories and more, visit chinaplus.cri.cn and listen to the Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so that we can provide you with even more content that interests you. I'm Wenjie. Thanks for listening.